This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesia's Coordinating Ministry for Human Development and Culture held a ministerial-level meeting with related agencies to discuss efforts to speed up post-disaster recovery following the eruption of Mount Lewotobi Laki-Laki. The meeting took place at the ministry's building in Jakarta on Thursday. After the meeting, Coordinating Minister Pratikno emphasized the government would accelerate the construction of permanent housing, road access, and other supporting facilities for the affected residents. Indonesia and Japan are accelerating cooperation on low-carbon projects through the Joint Crediting Mechanism Scheme. At a forum on promoting business engagement and matching in Jakarta on Thursday, Assistant Deputy Minister for Multilateral Economic Cooperation of the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs, Ferry Ardianto, emphasized the strategic role of the private sector in adopting low-emission technologies while simultaneously supporting export competitiveness and achieving national climate targets. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the lunch session of Indonesia Today with me, Rahma, on the mic on this fabulous Friday, August 22nd, 2025. As always, I'm going to take you around Indonesia with various updates, information, programs, music, everything's taking you closer to the archaeologic country. So stay tuned on voinews.id or RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. In the meantime, let's thank God that it's Friday.
Hey, it feels so good to be back. And for those who didn't know, we go by the name of Rat. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We just want you to dance. Just dance to this song. Come on. Friday night with the feeling it's alright. We ain't coming to sit tight, we came to get high, right? Y'all know what it's all about when the DJ spins and the checks come out. Like a man Craig B said, Friday payday, it's time to party. P-A to the R, T to the Y. Baby girl, you don't need to ask me why. Cause it's going down like executioner, scratching them things, flapping them wings with the evolutioner. That's our name, cause when we come to this game, it ain't gonna be the same. Tell your friends and family about this fan. Hopefully we be rocking the show piss. And if your life is slow, let me know if it's loco. Everybody now let's go.
Thank God it's Friday. Everybody wants to party. But we go funky. Let's do it chill all night. Yeah. Thinking about them shorties. Maybe they wanna party with me.
Y'all know what it's all about. Y'all know what it's all about.
It's all about
you. Don't want to tour the world. This is Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sense breaking, and it's fitting or fishing. No one I wanna hear from you.
From you.
When the clouds fill the sky up, no one I can rely on. No one I wanna hear from you.
Say, baby, say to me the words that keep me calling. Yeah, I know you know it. Say, baby, say to me the words that make me hear. Love the way they feel. You give me some of that sweet, sweet talk. You give me some of that sweet, sweet talk. Say it again, cause I need it. Sound so good, but you need it. Some of that sweet, sweet talk.
Yeah, I'm feeling so stuck, gridlock. Give me some of that, sweet talk. I've been up all night, getting so blue. But here comes you to the rescue. How did you do it? I'm on that log. Gotta figure it out, I'ma be like Sherlock. Wait, I don't need to know, you don't need to show. And just keep them words flow.
Oh, love, sweet talk.
Give me some of that.
Oh, love, sweet talk.
Welcome Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Now it is time to give you all special reports from across Indonesia. Precisely now, it's from Surakarta, Central Java. exactly from National Press Monument, which is a special place for Indonesian journalism, and it also becomes main location of live event Kita Indonesia of RRI Surakarta. So to find out the details about it, joining us the reporter of RRI Surakarta, Dinar. Hello, good afternoon, Dinar from Jakarta. Hello, Dinar. Can you unmute the audio, please? Could you unmute the audio? Yes. Okay. Now we can hear you. Yes. Sorry. Good afternoon. All right, Dinar. What could you tell our listeners about the National Press Monument, please?
Okay. Hello, listeners of Voice of Indonesia. I'm Dinar Ziana. Now I am in National Press Monument. Actually, this is an important historical place in Indonesia. As we know that National Press Monument is located in Surakarta. People call it Solo City. Yeah? And this place is not far from Slamet Riyadi Street and Balapan Railway Station, actually, if you come to Solo. And the location is on Jalan Gajah Mada, Banjarsari District. And it is not just a monument, but also a museum that has an important meaning for journalists in Indonesia. This place was once the location where the Indonesian Journalists Association, or we call as PWI, was founded. And the idea to build this monument came from KGPA Asli Mangkunegoro the Seventh. And actually, before National Press Monument, this building was first become Sosiated Sasana Suka. Yeah. What is Sosiated? Sosiated means a building in colonial era that served as gathering place for elites, yeah, such as businessmen or maybe officials for social activities, like a party, dancing, billiard, or drinking, yeah. And this building was built in 1918. So this monument has two parts now. Actually, the old building and the new building. And the old building, which was built in 1918, is located in the middle and faces northeast. It has a rectangular shape, yeah. This is very unique, I think. And inside the old building, visitors can see many collections, such as magazine, old magazine, and then newspaper from all over Indonesia, and statues of important people who helped start PWI. So you can find Radio Kambing Transmitter. Actually, this transmitter is one of the historical items you can find. Yeah, this radio was used during Indonesia's struggle for independence to protect it from being taken by colonial. It was hidden in a goat shed. Yeah, because of that, people call it Radio Kambing. So means goat radio. So today, it stands as symbol of bravery and creativity of the Indonesian people in defending freedom of speech and communication. And actually, this place will be the location, yeah, for event Kita Indonesia Live event organized by RRI Surakarta. This location was chosen to help bring back the spirit of unity and togetherness among the young generation of Indonesia. And we will discuss about historical journey of Pancasila, actually, and then the nation foundational philosophy, and yes, discuss more and more. Actually, to the goals is to remind everyone of young generation, yeah, in order to using Pancasila as their guide for daily life and how we live together in harmony. So actually, the event will take place tomorrow, Kak, Saturday, on 23rd of August 2025 in this place.
Oh, tomorrow. Okay. Yeah. So listener, if you happen to be in Surakarta, why don't you join the event Kita Indonesia at the National Press Monument. Okay. Thank you so much, Dinar, for a very interesting story about the National Press Monument and, of course, the historical one. Thank you. Well, listener, make sure you keep tuning in on the program Indonesia Today for more interesting reports, stories from across Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Today's Music Corner presents a song entitled Apa Artinya Aku. Indonesian maestro of love songs Yovie Widianto collaborates with three young Indonesian divas, Lyodra, Tiara Andini, and Ziva Magnolia, or LTZ, in a song titled Apa Artinya Aku, or Who Am I, released on December 13, 2024. The song created by Arsy Widianto, who is Yovie Widianto's son. The song tells the story of the bitterness of unrequited love, describing the feelings of someone who loves deeply but is only considered a second choice. In the song, Yovie Widianto returns with a beautiful musical arrangement with a sweet pop ballad nuance. The combination of piano notes, string section, and the distinctive vocal characters of the three singers, Lyodra, Tiara Andini, and Ziva Magnolia, creates a stunning harmony. Well, listener, this is Yovie Widianto and LTZ with the song Apa Artinya Aku. Happy listening.
Hari ini
beginning of 2025, a research team of the Indonesian National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, discovered a new species of blind cavefish called Barbodes clapanunggalensis. This new species was discovered near industrial and residential areas, meaning an undiscovered species might be living around us. So what we can do about it? Here is the opinion from Director of Secretariat of Scientific Authority for Biodiversity at the National Research and Innovation Agency, Amir Hamidi.
The main role for protection of species is the people itself. So if the people around the area where the species occur notice and realize there is a species that living together with them, even species that has no name, and then this is very unique. For example, you think about the Barbodes new species from Clapanunggal. The species is endemic. They are in the subterranean area. They have evolved in the different way with other terrestrial species. And of course, regarding the change of the environment that support them is really, really fragile for them to survive. And this message needs to be delivered to the people around them. And for example, if you use the water and then the water can go down, if it is polluted, probably can be affected to the species under the subterranean area that living in that ecosystem. We have to know when species have been discovered, there are a lot of information need to be explored rather than finding new species, how they live there, the habitat, the reproductions, as well as the populations. So if all those information can be provided, then we know what is the advantage of species from the human beings. For example, Komodo dragon has been discovered in 1912. We don't know what the Komodo dragon has until in 2015, that the blood of Komodo dragon consists of some active material. So they have some material that really can be developed for material for antibacterial or antibiotic, something like that. So it has been almost 200 years after it has been discovered, more than 100 years has been discovered. So yeah, it's finding new species is not simple. However, finding the utility of the new species is also need improvement from the perspective of science. So message from the people is protect them, protect the species around them, as well as telling them the existence of the species in the habitat is really needed, because there's a part of the ecosystem that has contribution to the stability of that ecosystem. Once the stability of the ecosystem disturbed, then human being can be affected. So this kind of the message needs to be delivered to the people of the area where the species has been found.
You can listen to the whole context and conversation on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia, VOI.
Here is keyword of the day. No matter how quick a lie spreads, the truth in time will come. A quote by Tan Malaka. Listener, Tan Malaka is an Indonesian hero born in Limapulu Kota, West Sumatra. He is a figure of important ideas and played a great role in the history of Indonesian struggle for independence. Tan Malaka took various important roles, such as leadership in many organizations and parties. He hates injustice, but cares for the suffering of the laborers. Tan Malaka is a fighter with ideas that inspire many other Indonesian figures. That's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Of Indonesia.
Kamu yang ku mau, oh, oh.
listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital Application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Whenever you are talking about cultural treasures, no doubt, Indonesia with its various tribes in the archipelago assented with its diversities of cultural treasure, whether it is still preserved or perhaps has already gone, swallowed by age, is one of the richest. With its vast and fertile land, agriculture is the dominant sector in Indonesia, and of course, it is expected to sustain the economy of the state. Rice plants are included the most favored sector in Indonesia because rice is the staple food for most of Indonesian people, including in Natuna Regency, Riau Island Province. The district's sea waters is bigger than its land area. About 97% comprises of the sea, while the land is only 3%. So small wonder that its agricultural prospects are not remarkable. The agricultural sector has not been managed optimally, since most people lived from sea products, such as becoming fishermen, while the sprawling paddy fields are only cultivated by small proportions of farmers. There is a unique tradition in Natuna Regency when farmers begin to harvest rice. It is called alugain, which is pounding rice grain to produce rice chips. So it is actually the process of making rice chips. Alugain is done by some farmers in time for rice harvest by using some simple devices, namely a half-meter-sized wooden mortar, some pestles or rice pounders made of ironwood with different sizes. The size is not without meaning anyway. There are certain sizes that produce a sound notation. Furthermore, a furnace with wood fuel is also prepared to roast the newly harvested rice that has been pounded into chips. This alugain is conducted from noon until late at night. It can even be held up to several days. After a lot of chips have been produced, it's time for the woman to gather the ways of chips making. It is then put into a bowl, added with some grated coconut, brown sugar, and poured with a little hot water. A delicious dish is all ready to be enjoyed together. Listener, perhaps you are curious as to what kinds of sound the alu or rice pounder can make. Well, let's listen to the following then. Listener, to learn more about alugain when rice harvest time arrives, let's find out from a community leader who is also an alugain specialist, Haji Kamaini.
So according to the story, the origin of alugain was a man who was deliberately left in the woods by his brothers because he had an incurable disease for quite a long time. While left alone in the woods, the man created a game and some songs to fill in the time and forget his loneliness. So that it's how the first Alugain was created. Then he met three people who were looking for Ratan. They worked for the king in Natuna. Upon questioning the man, told them that he had been deliberately dumped by his family and he had created the game and the sound. The three men then returned to the king and told him that there was a very nice sound in the forest that they have never heard before. Then they brought the king and his warriors to the forest where he heard the sounds. He ordered his men to take the man from the woods and bring him home. Thus the king of Alu was created.
Pernah didengar di dalam hutan, maka dibawalah raja serta hulu barangnya di dalam hutan. Maka bertemulah ia dengan bunyi-bunyian itu tadi. Oleh raja itu tadi, maka dibawalah orang yang dipisahkan di dalam hutan tadi, dibawa pulang ke rumahnya. Maka diciptalah sekarang ini yang dinamakannya Alu.
As the time goes by, Haji Kamaini said, the Alu game is getting more growing. Previously, the game was done by one person, but currently, there are 7 pounders for each performance.
Itu permainan sebenarnya kalau alu itu tadi permainannya di dalam.
Originally there was only one pounder with one person. Now there are 7 person with 7 pounders, one for each player. So all in all, there are one motor with 7 pounders consist of 4 big ones and 3 small ones. Alu game now has become our inheritance for generations. It's for our ancestor. So it has been passed down, not just 1, 2, 3, or 4 generations.
According to Haji Kamaini, Alu game should be preserved so it will never be lost. According to him, the number of songs in the game was not 2, 3, or 4 songs, but 12. Haji Kamaini hopes the government will help in preserving it so the Alu Emping Padi or Rice Chips Pounder game culture will continue to exist. Hopefully, the Alu game played when the rice harvest comes will continue and remain stable in the society, not disappear in time and swallowed by modernization. Hopefully, the sound of Alu pounder on the mortar when the rice harvest time comes will continue to be heard in Natuna.
Semat rantai pasiran putih berkilau cahaya bak mutiara tersemat rantai. Gunung ranai berkabut awan tinggi menjulang jenguk negeri. Berkabut awan tinggi menjulang jenguk negeri. Hidup pun damai satukan budaya. Raut rezeki anugerah ilahi. Hidup pun damai satukan budaya. Raut rezeki anugerah ilahi. Right. dan indah rantau Natuna letaknya nun jauh di utara terkenal di seluruh dunia laut sakti rantau bertua bersanding di pangkuan bonde Anambas dan Pulau Siantan duduk bersanding di pangkuan bonde putrinya cantik berbudi bahasa berlipur lara di lautan Cina putrinya cantik berbudi bahasa berlipur lara di lautan Cina indah rantau Natuna letaknya nun jauh di utara terkenal di seluruh dunia laut sakti rantau bertua rantau nan indah rantau Natuna letaknya nun jauh di utara terkenal di seluruh
bertanjung bebas, keluarkan suara-suara canda tawa dan senyum puas. Berteman siraman hujan di lapang yang luas, tak gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum puas.
Yang penting semua senang, sejak kehadiran bumi terkekenia.
Gara bumbu dan tom, di-di-di-dom,
di-di-dom, jaga-jaga-jaga, di-di-dom, di-di-dom.
Today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from West Java entitled Peuyeum Bandung. This song tells the story of a dish called Tapai Bandung or Peuyeum Bandung in Sundanese. According to the lyrics, Tapai or Peuyeum Bandung is well known in both villages and towns. The main ingredient is cassava and its price is affordable. All circles in Bandung, both parents and children, love Tapai Bandung. Well, listener, if you cannot taste it yet, let's listen to the song Peuyeum Bandung by Nining Meida. Happy listening!